My name is Virginia Drury. I am 17 years old. Today is November 25th, and I am speaking with Christina Drury, who is my aunt. We are recording this interview in Orlando, Florida. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My childhood was just a basic childhood. I grew up, in a family. I had a mom and a dad, a sister and a brother, and it was just, my mom and dad's been together, my whole life. I grew up, my dad worked. My mom was a stay-at-home mom most of the time. She would take part-time jobs, to help out when we needed it. We didn't have a whole lot of money. My mom came from a very old-fashioned background as far as, the wife stays in the house and the girls cook and clean. The boys don't do any cooking and cleaning. So me and my sister did most of the stuff around the house. But, she was involved too. She just didn't have us do it all. I was the youngest. I was the baby of the family, and I was somewhat spoiled as far as my brothers and sisters, they say I'm the spoiled one, but I was always such a loving person. I was like the best friend anybody could ever have. If somebody told me a secret, it went to the grave. I didn't find that in other people, as I learned through my life, that it was very rare. I was a very pretty person. I mean, I would always get compliments, everybody would just think I was just so cute. I have blue eyes and I had curly light brown hair, and through my whole life everybody's always startled by my eyes. I can't really tell what the difference is, but like my daughter now says that when she looks at me, because she has bad eyesight, all she can see is two big blue balls. That's my eyes. Something really unique about me was I had a mole on my nose. It was about as big as the end of a pencil eraser on the end of a pencil. And it was black. It wasn't an ugly mole. It didn't stick out. It was cute. All my family would say, oh, it's a beauty mark, but I always hated it, because the kids at school would call it, would say I had a bug on my face. So I was tortured as a child with the mole, okay? I've since gotten it, I had it taken off when I was like 19, because it tortured me my whole life because of the bug on my nose. But, and then I was, I loved animals. I would, if I saw a dead bug laying on the ground, I would want to give it a burial. Even though this thing was dead, dried out, I would have to go over there and bury this poor thing, because I would just cry and thinking, this little bug, it just laid here without anybody around and just died, So I was very soft-hearted.
Thank you. Next question. Now, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Oh, well, I have had, that's probably what's molded me, a lot of difficult times in my life. I'm going to stick with my childhood, since we're just on that subject. But probably the most hardest thing, and it wasn't really moments, it was a period of time, more like 2 or 3 years. I went through this phase of being petrified to go to sleep at night. I had to be probably around 10. This probably went on from I was about 8 to 12. I did not want to go to sleep. I was scared something was going to get me if the lights were off. And it wasn't just like, it wasn't just like, being slightly scared, like most kids need a nightlight. I was actually petrified that, I could not have the light off. I needed somebody hugging me. I was constantly looking around. I don't know what was going on. My parents just
they were just the type of people, she'll be fine, she'll get over it, you know. I don't really know what happened to trigger that. But it was really hard on me. It was hard on my sister. Me and my sister shared a bedroom, and I would want her to hug me all night. She hated me for it. She was about 3 years older than me, and she just hated the fact that I was so needy. But I think that was probably very difficult part of my life that I remember it. I mean, I remember specific nights of laying awake and just looking around, you know, making sure nothing was coming through the windows or, you know, so I feel for people that go through that because I experienced it.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would relate to that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah. I mean, you get over it, but, like, it's horrible not being able to go to sleep in the dark.
Yes, it's very scary. Very scary.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Or are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today? You can answer both, or you can answer one or the other.
I'll kind of answer them as one, because it's kind of like the negative things that happened to me were actually, back then I used to think they were negative, but looking back on them now, I think they were positive because they shaped me positively.
And what were these things?
At a very young age, I was technically married. I eloped.
How old were you?
16. I eloped when I was 16, which I wasn't just a hellion child. I was actually a perfect child. But in the culture that my mom is from, they believe in girls getting married young. So it wasn't a big deal. It was just expected that I was going to elope and get married. I was kind of like raised for that. You know, I was taught to be a wife. I was taught to be a mother. I wasn't really, my mother didn't push me into go to school, you know, do those type of things, because in her belief and the way she was raised, that you get married young, you have children, you're a wife, you sit in the house, you take care of the house, take care of the kids, take care of your husband. That's what I was raised to do. Mm-hmm. So when I eloped at 16, it really wasn't a big deal. You know, it wasn't like, oh my gosh. It was kind of like a normal thing in her culture. So when I did that, I was expecting, you know, for everything to be perfect, get the house with the white picket fence, you know, everything, and it did not turn out like that for me. So, but I think back on those things, you know, that happened, you know, I was cheated on, I was, you know, physically abused, I went through all these, you know, horrible things, but maybe it just, a weak person, it might destroy them, but a strong person, it just makes them even stronger. If you take, you know, I think if people can learn to take things that happen negative to them and learn from them and let them make them stronger, I mean, I'm probably one of the strongest people today because of all the things that I went through. I had to, basically I was left at 20 years old with two children by myself, no education other than a GED. And I was able to pull myself up, get a home, get a car, get a job, work my way up, take care of my children. And I wouldn't be who I am today without that strength it took to get through all that. I wouldn't be who I am today because of it. And I see it as a positive thing that happened to me because it made me strong. And maybe I could be a help to someone else that might be in the same situation. You can do it. You can get out of anything. You can pull yourself out of anything and make it good.
Now, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Don't do it. just exactly what we just talked about. Don't do it. Okay. Although it made me strong, why put yourself through that? You know? Although I probably wouldn't be the person I am today, you know, I'm sure I would have been a good person regardless. You know, I wouldn't have learned the things that I learned and had the experiences that I have. But if I could go back I would have probably, honestly, probably joined the military because I want to see. Right now, if I could just travel the world and see everything, I would. I love seeing other cultures, and I think that's something I would have liked to do. And financially, that's the only way I could have done it, is to join the military and travel and, you know, things like that. I would have, I would tell my teenage self, stay in school. I'm sure this sounds like a broken record to everybody that you guys age. But it's so true. Stay in school, get all your education behind you so that when you do want to settle down and have a family, you have all that already taken care of, because you're not, if you don't do the rest of your education when you leave high school, you're not going to do it. And if you do it, it's going to be harder. Just get it out of the way. Get it over with. So.
No. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Oh, you probably don't have time to listen to all the things. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Right. Let's tell me about the most important, the one most important lesson. I'm sure, does it have something to do with what we've been talking about? Or,
kind of.
Okay, as we were saying, the most important lesson you've learned in life, the one most important one.
I'm going to say something that I just talked about the other day. I'm 43 years old now. So it's something that I reflect back on now, and I think about it more often than I ever have. It's probably don't have major regrets in your life. Are you going to laugh at me? Or
No, I'm so sorry. Are you going to listen?
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
This is serious. I'm talking about the most important lessons I've learned in life.
I love you so much. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Don't make major regrets in your life. Okay. We're pausing it. She's out of control.
Okay.
Okay. As I was saying before I was interrupted.
I'm so sorry.
That, we're doing an interview.
Is it recorded?
Okay. So, where you left off.
Okay. Regrets. Making big regrets in your life. The older you get, the more you reflect on the things that you did horribly wrong. If you're really mean to someone in your life, and you might not think of it as a big deal right now, but the older you get, the more you're going to dwell on that, and you can't take it back. So just remember that. Try to, before you act, think about, is this something that I'm going to hate myself for down the road? Okay?
It's a very good lesson.
All right.
All right, last question, since we're running short on time.
Okay.
What are you proudest of? Personally and professionally in your life?
Personally, I'm proud of my children. I have 3 kids. I have 2 by my first marriage. And they're both married and have children. They're good parents. They're responsible adults. They're good to their partners and good to their children and productive members of society, and that's all I can wish for. And then I have my youngest, Raymond. He's still in high school. He listens to me most of the time. I really could have killed him during the interview because he was making you laugh. But other than that, and then professionally, I run a office for a business.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
We run a business doing CCTV, which is closed circuit TV. And fire alarm. Now we have somebody else in here causing problems. And so I pretty much started off running this business on a laptop. I mean, I was doing things that other small businesses were doing with like 10 people.
And by I was yourself. Pretty
by myself.
That sure is something to be proud of. Now, yes. I bet you're proud of like how this business has expanded and grown. Really.
It is growing. Last year, we kind of went through growing pains. This is what
this person, one of our customers, told us we're going, because he wants us to take on more work. He likes what we do. And I'm kind of a little bit of a perfectionist. I have a little bit of OCD.
Yes, she does. Making me label 105 Cat 5 cables.
Yeah, I have OCD.
Excuse me. We're going to pause this. Okay.
As I was saying, I'm just kind of a perfectionist, so it's hard for me to let go of certain things and let other people do, because I don't think they're going to do it the way I want it to be done. You know, so, but I'm getting past that. We're moving forward. We're growing and doing really well.
That is great.
Do you have any more questions?
Anything
to end on? Anything maybe personal? I mean, you just, something you can think of you want to know?
Well, I think I labeled the Cat 5 cables right.
Nobody asked you, but yeah, I do have one more thing.
What?
Who's your favorite niece?
I can't say
she's
that.
Not.
It's me.
You've
she's
put me on the spot.
Now, who's your favorite niece again?
I can't say that.
Who is it?
Who's what?
My favorite. Your favorite niece.
You.
Aw.